Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Oh, wow. Come on. Lift it up, baby. Hey. Hello, world. Hello. Oh, yeah. Frankie, come on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, Frankie. Hello, world. Okay, Frankie, I know. But I like it, don't you guys? Hello, world. This is me. Woohoo! Woo! Relax. Relax. Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks, Frankie. What's that, Frankie? Yes. Hello, world. This is me. Whoever me is, it doesn't matter. Just want to share with you, it's philosophy time, and we're going to have next Monday Swami Sanjeev from India. Yes, yes, yes. And Swami Sanjeev, next Monday for sure. You gotta listen to that one, boy, because it's going to be really interesting. Okay, now we're going to go into some philosophies, which number one, I'm going to talk about John Glenn. And John Glenn said, as I hurtled through space, one thought kept crossing my mind. Every part of this rocket was supplied by the lowest bidder. Honestly, this is really supposed to be true, what I'm going to read to you. Desmond Tutu said, when the white missionaries come to Africa, they had the Bible, and we had the land. They said, let us pray. We closed our eyes. When we opened them, we had the Bible, and they had the land. Whatever. David Letterman said, America is the only country where a significant proportion of the population believes that professional wrestling is real, but the moon landing was faked. Oh, okay. Howard Hughes said, I'm not paranoid, deranged millionaire. I'm a billionaire. Howard Hughes, thank you. An old Italian proverb said, after the game, the king and the pawn go into the same box. Okay, Betsy Salkind said, men are like linoleum floors. Lay them right and you can walk all over them for 30 years. Oh, wow, I didn't know that one. John Jean Kerr said, the only reason they say women and children first is to test the strength of the lifeboats. Wow. Zsa Zsa Gabor said, I've been married to a communist and a fascist, and neither would take out the garbage. Jeff Foxworthy said, you know you're a redneck if your home has wheels and your car doesn't. Now, Prince Philip said, When a man opens a car door for his wife, it's either a new car or a new wife. Emil Phillips says, a computer once beat me at chess, but it was no match for me at kickboxing. Harrison Ford said, wood burns faster when you have to cut and chop it yourself. Spike Milligan said, the best cure for seasickness is to sit under a tree. Robin Hall says, lawyers believe a person is innocent until proven broke. Jean Rostand says, kill one man and you're a murderer. Kill a mere million and you're a conqueror. Wow. Arnold Schwarzenegger says, having more money doesn't make you happier. I have $50 million, but I'm just as happy as when I had $48 million. Good for him. Jonathan Katz says, in hotel rooms, I worry. I can't be the only guy who sits on the furniture naked. Johnny Carson said, if life were fair, Elvis would still be alive today and all the impersonators would be dead. Warren Tatum says, school photo album. I don't believe in astrology. I'm a Sagittarius and we're very skeptical. Steve Martin says, Hollywood must be the only place on earth where you can be fired by a man wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a baseball cap. Anyway, back to, we're going to talk about energy a little bit, because energy is so important. We all have it. Energy is the currency of the universe. So when you pay attention to something, you buy that experience. So when you allow your consciousness to focus on someone or something that annoys you, you feed it your energy, and it reciprocates the experience of being annoyed. So, be selective in your focus, because your attention feeds the energy of it and keeps it alive, not just within you, but in the collective consciousness as well. Thank you, Emily Merichan. Now, go to the next one. Back to energy again. Everything is energy. Absolutely everything. Can you imagine just a thought, just a dream, a notion, however brief, has a boomerang effect that brings back to you exactly what you've been throwing out to the universe. So true. Love, next one is, love is forgiving, accepting, moving on, embracing, and all encompassing. And if you're not doing that for yourself, you cannot do that with anyone else. Next. Just like The Secret, as far as I'm concerned, this one is about. You can spend a lifetime trying to be one with the Great Spirit, or simply focus on love and realize you already are. That's a good one. If you see the world with a vision of love, you will find everything so beautiful and meaningful. Any thought of anything uplifts the vibration of the universe. Thank you, Marianne Williamson. The butterfly saying, no one can do it for you. Choose to use your wings. They laughed at me because I'm different. I laugh at them because they're all the same. kill them with success and bury them with its smile. Bring a shovel just in case. Next. This is going to be a small one, ladies and gentlemen. But this one, dance like no one is watching, because they're not. They're checking their text phones out. Next, I'm not perfect, but at least I'm not a fake. Spirituality is a personal relationship with the divine. Religion is crowd control. Wow. Those, Kennedy said this, those who dare to fail miserably can achieve greatly. Anyway, there's no one calling in, which means I'm going to get 12 steps for self-care. It's okay. It's 12 steps for self-care. If it feels wrong, just don't do it, is number one. Number two, say what you mean and mean what you say. Three, don't be a people pleaser. Four, trust your instincts. Five, don't speak badly about yourself. Six, never give up on your own dreams. Seven, don't be afraid to say no. Eight, don't be afraid to say yes. Nine, be kind to yourself. Let go of what you can't control, because it's all up to the universe. Stay away from drama and negativity. That's a good one. Number 12 is the last one, is just love. And when someone loves you, they don't have to say it. You can tell by the way they treat you. People born in the 50s have lived in 7 decades, 2 centuries, and 2 millenniums. We had the best music, the fastest cars. Drive-in theaters, soda fountains, and happy days. And we are not even that old yet. We're just cool. That cool. Yeah. If you're not excited by it, it's not the right path. Thank you, Abraham Hicks. So I'm going to end up with one that is, it's never too late too. Okay? Everybody listening, remember that saying, breathing in, counting to 8, breathing out, counting to 8, 3 times. And if the tension and stress is getting to you, please get in your car, put up your windows, and scream and yell and get it out of your system. That's the best way. Okay, so it's never too late to start over. Next. Chase your dreams. Create healthy relationships. Understand God's power. Change your ways. Be positive. Always hope. Make a difference. Forgive the person who hurt you. Learn something new. Do what you've always wanted to do. Say, I'm sorry? Yes. And be inspired. Begin again. Put your past in the past, because that's history. Past is history. I'll do one more. One more before we go. Give yourself permission to immediately walk away from anything that gives you bad vibes. There is no need to explain or make sense of it. Just trust that little inner voice when it talks to you. Okay, everybody. Looking forward to you next Monday at 7. We'll be in heaven with Swami Sanjeev from India. Good night, all. And all have a great week. And if you get stressed, remember, breathe in 3 times, counting to 8, and breathing out. Guaranteed, it will relax you. God bless everybody. Have a great week. Amen. And let's talk. Frankie, baby, where are you? Let's finish off with you. Come on. Come on, Frankie. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Here we are. So it's time to say good night to all you beautiful souls out there. Have a great week. And you, Frankie, keep going, baby. Keep going. Amen. Bye-bye. See you next Monday at 7. And we'll be in heaven.